So let's review. Today's daf begins with two incidents that illustrate the concept discussed at the end of the previous daf of Ein Maran Lo La'odam El Mehuhuri Libra. A person's dreams only come about through things that he thought about during the daytime. In one story, a Roman emperor said to Rabbi Shua Bar Reb Chananya, "I was told you're very wise, so tell me, what will I dream tonight?" Rabbi Shua cleverly told him, "You will dream that the Persians will force you to work for their king, and they will force you to pasture their unclean animals with a golden staff." Now, since this was a frightful and strange prediction, the emperor thought about it all day, and indeed, this is exactly what he dreamt about that night. The Gemara then cites many incidents that illustrate the concept mentioned on the previous daf of Kol HaChalomos Holchin Achar HaPeh. All dreams turn out according to their interpretation. The Gemara tells us that Bar Hedya Mefarshu Chel Mehaber. Bar Hedya was an interpreter of dreams, and for those who paid for his services, he would interpret their dreams in a favorable light, whereas for those who did not pay him, he would interpret their dreams unfavorably. The Gemara recounts many cases where Abai and Rava had the same dream, and they both asked Bar Hedya to interpret their dreams, however, he interpreted dreams differently. Abaya always received a favorable interpretation, since he would pay Bar Hedya Zuz for his services, whereas Rava always received an unfavorable interpretation, since he did not offer Bar Hedya any money. For example, Rava and Abaya once dreamed about the same pasuk in the Teichacha, Shurcha Tavuach Leinecha, your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes, but you will not eat from it. Bar Hedya told Rava that his dream foretells that you will lose your business and you will have no appetite due to your great sorrow. Whereas to Abaye, he said that his dream means that his business will prosper and due to your great joy, you will not feel like eating. The Gemara tells of many more of such cases where Bar Hedya interpreted Rava's dreams unfavorably. Eventually, however, Rava found a book belonging to Bar Hedya, which stated the above-mentioned principle of Kol HaChalomos Holchin Achar HaPeh. And he shouted at Bar Hedya for causing him so much pain by interpreting his dreams unfavorably just because he did not pay mezuz. Rava told him, "Kulu mechil melach bar mi bar tidir Rav Chisda. I am ready to forgive you for all the trouble that you caused me, except for the fact that you predicted the death of Rav Chisda's daughter, my wife." Rava therefore cursed Bar Hedya and told him, "May it be the will of Hashem that you should be handed over to the government and they should have no pity on you." The Gemara then tells us of how Bar Hedya indeed got into trouble with the king, and he was given a torturous death. Amud Beis. The Gemara tells of several seemingly bad dreams that Bar Kappara had that were interpreted favorably by Rebbe. For example, Bar Kappara once dreamed that his nose fell off, and Rebbe told him that his dream foretells Charoin Af Nistalak Mimcha, that a dangerous anger has been removed from you, because Af in Hebrew has two meanings, nose and anger. The Gemara then tells of a series of dreams that a certain Tzaduki, a heretic, had, which Rabbi Shmuel correctly interpreted as referring to many different evil sins that the Tzaduki had committed. For example, the Tzaduki said that he dreamed that he plucked a star out of the sky, and Rabbi Shmuel said to him, "This means that you kidnapped a Jewish person, since the Jews are compared to stars." Then the Tzaduki said that he dreamed that he swallowed the star, and Rabbi Shmuel said to him that this means that you sold the kidnapped Jew and consumed the money that you received for him. The Gemara then discusses the meaning of many dreams based on their connection to certain psukim. For example, Rabbi Chanina said, "Haroya be'er b'chaloyim, roya shalim." When one who sees a well in his dream, it's a prediction for peace, because the Torah tells how Yitzchak dug a well in Gerar, and the herdsmen did not quarrel over it as they did regarding the previous wells. Rabbi Nosson said that there are three things in the dream that indicate peace: Nahar, Tzipar, Ukdera, a river, a bird, and a pot. And the Gemara cites Psukim to support this. The Gemara then teaches that when one sees certain dreams, he should immediately associate them with a favorable pasuk before he thinks of an unfavorable association, so that the dream will have a favorable outcome. For example, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, "Haroyu nahar b'chalim, yashkim v'yomer hineni noitelea kanar shalom." One who beholds a river in his dream should immediately upon waking say the favorable pasuk, "Behold, I will extend peace unto Yerushalayim like a river." Before the pasuk, "Ki yavei kenahar tzar," for trouble shall come like a river, comes to mind. One who sees a mountain in his dream should immediately say upon arising, "Manovu ala horim raglim avasim," how pleasant are the footsteps of the herald upon the mountain. Before the pasuk, "Al hehorim esabechi v'nehi," on the mountaintops I lift my voice with tears, comes to mind. In the last portion of this daf, the Gemara explains the meaning of various dreams. For example, "Haroya pil b'chaloyim, p'lois nasuloy." If one sees a pil, elephant, in his dream, it means that p'lois nasuloy, wonders will be performed for him. "Pilim," if he sees several elephants, it means pili plois nasalai, wonders upon wonders will be performed for him.